Hey you guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of All Things Taboo. So I have been MIA for quite a while and I know that I haven't posted in a bit, and today I just wanted to come up here and talk to you guys about all things taboo. Now today's topic is kind of different, but is still in line with what this podcast is about. I'm just gonna go ahead and jump into it. We're gonna be talking about toxic relationships. Toxic relationships go both ways. Either you're dating a guy who never owns responsibility to anything, or you're dating a woman who is either clearly using you, being disrespectful towards you, or it just goes hand in hand. There's so many points that I have that I want to raise and discuss, because I would like to say that I do not wish anyone experiences a toxic relationship. But for those who've already experienced it, I want to know your thoughts. Like, I personally had my own experience with a toxic relationship, and I wanted to discuss it and know if I was the only one that was going through that at that point, how to stop it. Because when you're in a toxic relationship, most of these people, either your significant other or your spouse, they make you seem like you are crazy, or maybe you are overthinking something. For men, this could go both ways. But usually for toxic relationships, the men are very manipulative. They make you feel like you're not enough, or they make you feel like anything that you say is wrong, or they make you feel like, no, talking to me every day is an issue. You cannot talk to your spouse. They make it seem like because I'm your boyfriend does not mean that I have to talk to you every day. And for some point, I settled with that. I was like, okay, maybe that's true. But that is settling. Don't ever do that. Don't ever settle. If you're in a relationship with someone, you have to. It's a must. It's a sign of love, of trust, of care, of the fact that you're thinking about the person. Now, if you're in a situation where you can't speak to your spouse, like let's say you're in the military, you're somewhere, you're deployed, or maybe your job that you're doing, or maybe where you are doesn't allow you to talk to your spouse every day, that's understandable. However, if you are not in a situation like that and you choose not to speak to your significant other every single day, I mean, speaking could be in the form of texting, you know, like a morning, hello, how are you, honey? I missed you. I love you. Or an evening, oh, I thought about you, good night. Or a text in between the day, like, hey, how are you? What are you doing? I feel like that keeps a relationship more alive and attractive. And this goes both ways, like I said. A woman can send her man flowers. A man can send her woman flowers. Or if you're in a gay relationship, this just goes everywhere. Like, if you're in a significant other relationship, everybody should be nice to each other. The little things. I mean, how much is a flower? You know, how much is a chocolate? And how much is a bottle of wine? Just send your spouse something with a note. Just buy them a gift card. It doesn't have to be expensive. $1, $2, or whatever, you know. It's not about the major stuff that you do. It's sometimes the little things, like you just send your significant other a gift card, I love you, or I missed you, or you just send them flowers randomly. Do you know how much that means to someone? That is just beautiful. So toxic relationships make you feel like you not talking to your significant other for a week or 2 weeks is okay, and then they come in and talk to you for 1 or 2 days. So you are being faithful to them, staying home while they are doing their selves or doing whatever they're doing. And you can't talk to other people because you're being faithful, you know. You can't talk to other people, and that person is clearly wasting your time because you're not talking to him either. or you're not talking to her either. And you're not talking to nobody at all, and you're just home. Not home, I mean, when I say home, I mean like you're basically doing your daily functioning, but you can talk to other people, but your spouse is also not talking to you either for about 2 weeks. Is that a relationship? Quick question. I want to throw this out to you guys. Is that a relationship? Because I would think that is not a relationship. And that would definitely be something that I would label as a toxic relationship. And I just want everyone out there listening to this to know that you don't have to settle. Like I personally love to be alone. Not be alone, but I like my peace of mind. I love my self-care. I love my solo missions. If you follow me on my social media platforms, you know that I do my trips by myself. I'm usually by myself. I do have friends. I have a very small circle, but I love to preach self-care, and I love to be and build on myself, because after being in a situation where you're in a toxic relationship, you want to build more on yourself and be a better version of you. Because if you're dating someone for like a year and you only talk to the person about about once every 2 weeks, that is not a relationship. And it took me a very long time to acknowledge that. And usually the people who are in toxic relationships, they end up, they're either using you as a trophy. They only call you when they have their friends over or they want to show you off. And then after that, you're of nothing to them. And that's a real thing that goes on. Just try and find a confidence. Somebody that you're close to, maybe your friend, your best friend, your sister, your brother. And just talk to them. Ask them, is it okay to be in a relationship where your significant other chooses not to even talk to you, unless they meet a mutual friend who knows you, then they call you out of the blue and then pretend like, oh, they speak to you every day, which is not real. Or like scenarios like, oh, if you want to do something and they don't want to do it, then they're not going to do it and you can't do it either. But if they want to do something, you have to stop whatever you're doing to do it. All of that are lots of signs of toxic relationships. So I want to know you guys. I want to know your comments. I want to know what are your opinions about toxic relationships. There's so many signs. There are telltale signs. There's a lot of them, really. And you just got to be careful that you don't get sucked into it, because it's not something that you want to be part of. And trust and believe, when you get that freedom and you get to be by yourself and you get to practice self-care, love yourself, find yourself, you're going to think to yourself, like, what was I thinking being with this person all this while? You know, it hurts to be alone, or it hurts to leave somebody that you love. But if you're in pain in a relationship, emotionally or physically, or be it whatnot, that means that that isn't the right relationship for you. So I just went on a whole rant. It wasn't a rant necessarily, but I just wanted to give you guys my opinion, my thoughts on toxic relationships. So if you ever have been in a toxic relationship, or you want to share, you want to share something with me, you can definitely go on my social media pages, or you can comment me, DM me, whatever you want to do, or comment down below and let's do this again. I'm definitely going to be posting more as frequently as possible, and I'm excited, super excited. So before I wrap this up, make sure you guys follow, listen, like, share with your friends this podcast. And I'm going to give you the 10 top signs of you being in a toxic relationship. Now, it doesn't have to necessarily be in this order, but these are some of the telltale signs, and then we are going to be wrapping this podcast up for today. I am so excited to have you guys on here. Like, I'm super excited. I feel like this is like the perfect place for me to express myself and others to know my point of view, my perspective, how I think, and relate to other people. So I'm going to go ahead and read out these signs for you, and we'll move on from there. Okay, so the first sign of being in a toxic relationship is what I mentioned previously, that your significant other never takes responsibility for anything. Necessarily, like, oh, like I said, like, they always make you feel like you're wrong. Even if they did something wrong, they flip it, make it yours, really manipulative, and make you feel like you are just nothing. The second is if you are not practicing self-care. So that is very important. Like I said, after I left my toxic relationship, I started practicing self-care and self-love. When you notice that it's taking you away from mentally, it's taking you away or emotionally away from what you really want to do, then you have to know that, my honey heart, you are in a toxic relationship. And being in a toxic relationship doesn't necessarily mean that you have to break up with your spouse. You could talk to them like, hey, you know what? I've noticed that for this while, we're not on the same wave. We're not connecting properly. I feel like you're very entitled, or I feel like you only want to do things that you want to do and you don't take my feelings into consideration. How can we work on this? Now, if you do this and your spouse, your significant other, is not reciprocating or is still like stonewalling you, then you have to dip. You have to dip like a light, okay? So let's go to the third point, which I almost rephrased. Your partner is constantly stonewalling you. They're giving you a stone wall. They are not giving you anything. It's like you are given everything in this relationship. You're giving your time, your energy, your effort, but your partner is a blank sheet of paper, a blank wall. He gives you emotions. She gives you emotions when she feels like giving you emotions. That is a no-no. Also, the fourth sign I would say is you feel drained. You feel drained, like you feel mentally drained, emotionally drained. It's like this relationship is taking out your energy. Like, just going off point number four that I mentioned, stonewalling you. It's a blank slate. You're giving them your energy. You're giving them your time. Everything about you. And then you're not getting anything back in response. That is exactly what I am talking about. It makes you feel drained and tired. You don't want to be in a relationship where you are tired all the time. Your spouse is not being caring, romantic. You are the only one giving, sending gifts, being in love, or being in the honeymoon phase. And your spouse is like, I honestly don't care about you. I only care about you when there's people around me. And I want to pretend like I'm in a perfect relationship. And that is a no-no. So, oh my God. My 15 minutes is almost up. Let me get to the fifth point really quickly. Your partner is always offering constructive criticism, even when you don't act. Oh my God. This hits so close to home. Your partner, or my partner, or whatever it is, they always have the most to say. They always have the most to say about you. That you're doing something wrong. Oh, but you could have done this instead. They think they're smarter than anything on the planet. But they're really not. Or even they only pick on all your bad things. They only pick on your faults. They're judging. They're never supportive. If you're doing something, they're never supportive. They'll rather watch you. And can you be in a relationship where your spouse wants you to fail? That's a toxic relationship. Because they're watching you. They want to make sure you fail. And they want to give you criticism. Even though they can see that maybe what you're doing is wrong. Instead of them opening their mouth to tell you, they would rather be a mean person and just watch you fail and then judge you after that. Or it's just somebody who just, he's just into himself, or she is just into herself. And sees no regard for anybody but themselves. That is a really, really big sign of a significant relationship. Hopping into my sixth point, your partner never remembers your schedule. Oh my God, that is so true. Do you know, personally, I have been at a point where I think I was supposed to go out with my partner, right? This is about a year ago. And we're supposed to do something, I think, around 2 o'clock. No. Around, let's say like 8 p.m. We're supposed to go out for dinner. And I dressed up and everything. I was so excited. Can you imagine being in a relationship for a while, but almost a year, and have never even been on a date before? So, excuse me. So, being all dressed up, your partner knows that's going to happen. He speaks to you before and he doesn't show up, and he goes to the club instead with his friends, and you are in a dinner dress waiting patiently. I'm calling like, oh, what time are you gonna get here? And they screen your calls, and you see them posting constantly on social media that they're at the club having fun. That was one of my realizations. That wasn't just the first time, it was multiple times when they're telling you, oh, let's go out, let's say maybe at 2 p.m and you get ready early and you just wait, and it's like 10 p.m. and the person is still not there, and they're clearly around town doing something because you can see them posting. It means that person has no care in the world for you. Going back to the dinner, I dressed up and waited from like 6 p.m. till around 3 a.m. He finally calls like, oh, so are you ready? 3 a.m. in the morning, you guys. What is open at 3 a.m.? I slipped in my makeup. I cried. That was very sad. But let's move on. Yeah, this happens to loads of people, and I'm glad I'm being open about this. So let's go on to our 7th point. They're always blaming other people for their problems. Thank you. Absolutely. This is something very true. They're always blaming other people, or they're always comparing other people. Like, oh, so this person did that, or I don't really have to, or oh yeah, I'm perfect, I do nothing wrong. So if something is wrong, then it must have been you. That is exactly a sign of a toxic relationship. Also, when your significant other is very competitive with you, like, why would you want to be in a relationship where your significant other is competitive with you? Instead of you guys being resourceful together, he wants to compete, or she wants to compete with you to see who is better. That is definitely a big sign of a toxic relationship. So you don't want to be a part of that, honestly. You don't want to be a part of that. When you notice that your friends and family, oh my God, my friends from the very beginning, when you notice that your friends and family are constantly concerned, and they always tell you, like, why are you with this person anyway? Now, let me tell you, when I started this relationship, my friends were like, they do not like him at all whatsoever, at all. But I was like, oh my God, no, I'm not gonna listen. Even to this day, they still don't like him. But your friends can tell, and your family can pick it up. They can tell really easily when something is off about you. So don't be so in lust or so in love with a person that you do not listen to your friends and family, because they really know what's going on, because you're blind in love or blind in whatever. So pretty much, there's so many more. I'm gonna base it off another time, and yeah. And then we're going to pick this up again. I'm going to make sure I post twice a week so we can have more frequent conversations. And if you guys want to ask me any questions, feel free to send me a DM or comment in the post below, and we can go from there. I just got a message which says, so was your significant other supportive of you financially? No, never. Funny enough, I've never dated a guy that has been financially supportive of me. I work for myself, and I school and everything, so I am very independent. My significant other would rather judge me for trying to build my business or invest more in my business, and he would never even contribute to anything, and he would just be like a judgmental person. And thank God, even though it took me a year and a half to recognize that I had to get rid of that, I'm glad that I finally got the chance to, and I'm glad that I could share this podcast. So anyone listening to this, I just want to let you know that it gets better. It's very hard. Like, in the beginning, you notice it at some point, but for you to get out of it, it's like it keeps drawing you back in. So just try, pray, meditate, talk to your higher power. You're gonna be okay. I love you. Your family and your friends love you. But please do not stay in that toxic relationship, because it's not healthy for you. People are conceited, and you don't want to date somebody who's conceited, because let me tell you, honey, that is the worst thing that you could ever do. So you guys, let's wrap this up, and I will be talking to you next time, same time this week. Love you, stay safe, and don't forget to share and like. Bye bye bye. It's your girl Brittany XOXO.